位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们上个礼拜有这个创世纪查经啊。
Last week we had a study the book of Genesis.
就是第十四章
，Chapter 14.
谈到亚伯兰救回他的侄子罗德。
We talk about how Abraham saved his niece Lot.
当他们战胜回来的时候
，When they came back with victory，
这个时候，索多玛王以及撒冷王都出来迎接他。
The king of Sidon and the king of Sodom came out to greet him。
就是从十四章的十七节到二十四节。
That is from Genesis chapter 14, verse 17 to 24.
这里提到，当亚伯兰杀败了这个四王。
When does he mention after Abraham defeated four kings?
和他的同名的王回来的时候
，He defeated all their allies.
索多玛王就出来在撒维谷。的地方来迎接他。
The king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveth.
这里特别提到撒维谷就是王谷。
And that is the king's valley.
这个时候又有撒冷王麦基洗德也带着饼和酒来出来迎接他。
Then 18 says the Melchizedek, king of Sodom, brought out bread and wine.
这里特别提到这个撒冷王麦基洗德他是至高神的祭司。
Here it specially says he was priest of God Most High.
他就为亚伯兰祝福。
And he blessed Abraham.
对他说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯兰。
He blessed Abraham saying, Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth.
至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。
And blessed be God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand.
他是应当要称颂的。
And he shall be gloried.
于是亚伯兰就把所得的，也就是从敌方所掳掠回来的，拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything that he has gotten.
那这个时候索多玛王也对亚伯兰说
Then the king of Sodom said to Abraham,
你把人口给我
Give me just the people
那一切的财物呢就你自己拿去吧
And you can keep the goods for yourselves
但是亚伯兰对索多玛王说
But Abraham said to the king of Sodom
我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓
I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High.
凡是你的东西，就是一根线，一根鞋带，我都不拿。
I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the thorn of a sandal.
免得你说，我使亚伯兰富足。
So that you'll never be able to say I made Abraham rich.
只有仆人所吃的。并与我同行的亚奈、以实各、利曼利所应得的份，可以任凭他们拿去。
I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belongs to the men who went with me to Aner, Exco and Mari. Let them have their share.
在这段圣经，我们要看出亚伯兰再次的得胜。
We can see in from this passage.Abraham has win again.
他打败四王，救回罗德，那是这个肉体征战的得胜。
When he defeated the four kings and rescued Lot, that is a victory in the world.
但是刚才所读这段圣经谈到亚伯兰另方面的得胜。
But the passage that we have just read tells us another victory that Abraham has won.
索多玛王是在王谷的地方来迎接这个亚伯兰。
The king of Sodom has greeted Abraham in the Valley of Kings.
在一个得胜者的姿态里面
as a victor,
往往就是他的成就
and here he has received a lot of glory,
他所要夸耀的
that he can boast about.
但是亚伯兰却能够得胜这个骄傲
but Abraham was able to conquer this pride.
因为当撒冷王麦基洗德告诉他祝福他耶和华至高的神赐福给你的
When Melchizedek king of Sodom has blessed Abraham saying that the God of Most High has blessed you
是至高的神把敌人交在你手中
It is the God Most High who has delivered your enemy into your hands
所以这个时候亚伯兰知道得胜乃在乎耶和华
At this point, Abraham understands that he was able to win because of the God Most High.
完全是出于神的帮助
It was out of God's support.
或者五王都打败了四王了他怎么可能得胜四王呢
If not, how can he defeat four kings that has defeated other five kings?
所以当这个撒冷王啊，为他祝福，提醒他是神把敌人交在你手中。
So the king of Salem came, blessed him, and reminded him that it's God who delivered your enemies into your hands.
亚伯兰马上谦卑下来。
Right away, Abraham humbled himself.
把他所得的十分之一就奉献给这个撒冷王。
Whatever he has gained, he offered 10% to this king of Sodom.
他得胜，胜利后的骄傲。
He has triumphed over the pride that came after a victory.
不敢以他的成就来夸耀自己。
He wouldn't boast about himself of the victory that he had had.
而能够归荣耀给神。
He was able to give glory to God.
这里提到所得的十分之一。
Here it mentioned a tenth of everything.
这是最原先的十分之一的开始。
And this is where the offer of tithe started.
后来神叫着要摩西把它列入这个律法里面
Through Moses, God has commanded him to put this offering of tenth into the law.
因为这是该归给神的
Because this tenth belongs to God.
这是对神一种赏赐，一种爱的回应
This is a response to the love and mercy we have received from God.
一切都是神所赏赐的
All that we have is given to us by God
正如大卫奉献这个建造圣殿的财物的时候
Just like how David has gathered up the materials to build the temple
他曾经对神感恩地说
Once he said to God out of his thanksgiving heart
我今天能够这么样来奉献
Today I was able to gather this up to offer to you Lord
不过是将你所给我的拿出来奉献给你而已。
I'm only taking a part that you have given me back to you.
一切所有的都是神赏赐的。
All that I have is given to me by God.
把十分之一归给神。
Taking tenth of what we have and give it to God.
这是对神一种敬畏、荣耀神。感恩的一个回应而已。
This is only a response to show that we have this reverence for our Lord and thanksgiving.
所以后来，摩西把十分之一列入在律法里。
So later on, Moses put this rule into the law.
规定百姓所得的十分之一要归神。
One tenth of everything that you make has belongs to God.
当然，这就是做圣殿里面的。这些祭司、利未人一切的开销
，and these 10% becomes the expense of the Levites who live in the temple.
在十二支派里面，就是利未支派，他没有分产业。
In the 12 tribes, it's the Levites that did not have any inheritance.
但是过支派，另外的十一支派必须把十分之一奉献出来。
But the other 11 tribes, they have to offer up their 10% to the Levites.
哎，因为利未人没有分产业的。
Because the Levites did not receive any inheritance.
所以把他们的十分之一等于十分之十一归于利未人。
And 11 of the 10th of every other tribe becomes 110% become goes to the Levites.
作为圣殿的用途以及这些祭司利未人他们的生活费。
And these offerings will be used in the temple and let the Levites have a living.
十分之一是神的。
This 10% belongs to God.
神把十分之九归我们来享用。
God has given us 90% for us to enjoy.
但是后来百姓渐渐的没有把十分之一献给神。
But later on, slowly, the people did not give God the 10%.
他对神失去了感恩的心。
They lost the thanksgiving heart one that they once have.
敬畏的心。
They lost the heart of reverence.
所以神也借着过先知常常的来提醒他们。
And through,
警戒他们。
And through the many prophets, God has given them warnings.
尤其马拉基先知的时代。
Especially in the times of Malachi.
这段圣经我们常常会读到。
These verses we often would read them.
马拉基书第三章第八节以下。
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8, the second half.
神借着先知警告这些百姓。
Through the prophets, God has given the people the warning.
人怎么可以夺取神的财物呢？
Will a man rob God?
你们竟然夺取了我的公物。
Yet you rob me.
你们却说我们在什么事上夺取你的公物呢？
But you ask, how do we rob you?
神就告诉他们，就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的公物上。
Then the Lord replied them, in the tithe and offerings.
因为你们通国的人都夺取我的公物，咒诅就要临到你们身上。
You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
所以万军的之耶和华就这么说。
So the Lord of Almighty says,
你们要将当纳的十分之一全然的送入仓库。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.
使我的家有粮。
That there may be food in my house.
来试试看。
Test me in this.
是不是我为你们敞开天上的窗户。
And see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven.
请倒福气给你们。
And pour out so much blessings that
甚至让你们无处可容。
That you will not have room enough for it.
万军之耶和华就这么说，我为你们斥责蝗虫，不容他们来毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不会掉果子。
I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruits, says the Lord Almighty.
所以万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的。
Then all the nations will call you blessed.
因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
For you will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
如果我们把神当得的十分之一来奉献给神，
If we offer to God the tithe that was belong to God,
神要打开这个天上的窗户，
He will throw open the floodgates of heaven,
倒福气给你们，
and pour out the blessings to us.
也就是我们要从上头领受那属灵的一切福气。
That we will receive the blessings of the Spirit from above.
那神给我们的福气甚至多到无处可容。
And these blessings are so much that we will have room, not enough for it.
神要以色列百姓试试看。
And God asked the Israelites to test him in this.
也就是说，你们要凭着信心这么去做，神是不是成全他的应许？
That is, you should do this according to your faith.
神必定保守你们手所做的一切事。
And God will surely protect whatever you do with your hand.
神要斥责蝗虫。
God will rebuke the pests.
让它不会来毁坏你们的土产。
So they will not devour your crops.
你们的葡萄还没有熟之前也不会掉落。
And the vines in your fields will not cast their fruits.
你们如果能够这么做，
And if you can do this,
万国要称你们有福。
The whole nations will call you blessed.
也就是说，世人都看到你们从神所得到的福分。
What that says is that the nations will see the blessings you have received from the Lord.
你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
And your land will be a land of delight.
我们必在神的恩典中充满着喜乐和平安。
We will live joyously in God's grace.
所以当亚伯拉罕得胜回来的时候，
So when Abraham came back with victory,
迎接他呢有两个王。
There are two kings there to receive him.
一个索多玛王，
One is the king of Sodom.
一个就是撒鲁王，
And another is the king of Salem.
那这个撒人王呢就提醒他，
And this king of Salem reminded him,
你今天能够得胜仇敌，是耶和华是使你得胜的。
Today you can win this victory, it's because of the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕马上把所得的十分之一来奉献给撒人。
Right away, Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
因为他是至高神的祭司。
Because he is the priest of God Most High.
在希伯来书第七章就提到这个撒人王麦基洗德就是预表耶稣基督。
In Hebrew chapter 7 it says the king of Salem prefigures Jesus Christ.
我们看希伯来书第七章，
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 7
第一节
verse 1
到第三节
to verse
3。 这麦基洗德是撒人王，又是至高神的祭司，他本是长远为祭司的，他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的取十分之一给他，他头一个名还出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。第三节
Verse 3,
他无父无母无族谱，无生之死无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。所以这个撒冷王就预表耶稣基督。
So this king of Salem represents Lord Jesus Christ.
他无父无母无族谱，无生之死无命之中。
Without a father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life.
除了自由拥有的神之外，
Other than the quality of was, is, and always will be.
哪一个人没有父母？
Who does not have a parent?
哪一个人没有生的开始，没有死的结束呢？
Who does not have a beginning of days or end of life?
亚当他虽然不是父母所生，因为他是人类第一个祖宗。
Although Adam was not born from a mother's womb because he was the first man created.
但是路加特别提到亚当是神的儿子。
And Luke especially mentioned Adam was the son of God.
所以这个撒人王麦基洗德就是预表 主耶稣基督。
So this king of Salem, it prefigures Jesus Christ.
好，所以今天我们在主里面，
Today we are in the Lord.
我们也必须要清楚明白，
We have to understand this clearly.
我们今天努力所得到的一切，
The things that we strive so hard for and received,
乃是神所赏赐的，
It's given to us from God.
我们必须要怀着感恩的心，
We have to have this heart of thanksgiving.
要懂得归荣耀给神，
Understand to give glory to God.
看箴言第三章，
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章，我们从第八节看。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, starting verse 8.
从第九节哈。
Sorry, let's start with verse 9.
你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣耶和华。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops.
这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨必有新酒盈溢。
Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
所以今天我们所得的，我们应该要懂得将十分之一归给神。
Whatever we have earned today, we have to remember to offer our tithe.
来尊荣神。
To honor God.
归荣耀给他。
To give glory to God.
那神就反而要更大大的赐福给你。
And in return, God will bless you even more.
啊，这是亚伯兰另外一方面的得胜。
And this is another victory that Abraham won that day.
啊，另外呢，对于这个索多玛王。
And to the king of Sodom.
哎，他告诉亚伯兰，
He said to Abraham,
哎，说把人口归我，
Give me the people,
也就是把我的人民啊，啊，归还给我。
That is to give back his people that belongs to that city.
但是所得到的这些财物，就你拿去吧。
But keep the goods for yourselves.
哎，这个对亚伯兰又是另外一个征战。
And this to Abraham is another battle.
索多玛在神面前充满罪恶。
The city of Sodom is filled with sin in front of God.
所以索多玛王就预表这个充满着罪恶的世界的王撒旦。
So the king of Sodom is the king of a sinful city. The king of the world represents the Satan.
哎，他要把一切的财物归于他。
He wants to give Abraham all the wealth.
但是亚伯兰知道这是一种试探。
But Abraham knows this is a kind of temptation.
既然我所得的是神赏赐的。
Whatever I receive is given to me from God.
我何必从你手上再得到什么呢？
I don't need anything more from you.
哎，等于撒旦让亚伯兰要生发贪欲的心。
But Satan wants Abraham to become greed.
但是亚伯兰却非常警醒的。
But Abraham was really alert.
凡是你的东西，
Whatever that belongs to you,
一根线一根鞋带我都不要拿。
I will not take even a thread or the thorn of a sandal.
免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
So you'll never be able to say I made Abraham rich.
哎，所以亚伯兰这个时候其实这是他得胜如这掳掠回来的。
At this time all these goods Abraham has brought back from the four kings.
哎，但是撒冷王这个索多玛王却叫他把人口归给他就好，所有财物都给你。
But the king of Sodom just want the people and want to give everything else to Abraham.
亚伯兰反而想，你这个在神面前充满着罪恶的。
So Abraham is thinking, you the king that's full of sin.
哎， 我一根线一根鞋带我都不会要。
I will not take from you a thread or a thorn of a sandal.
他知道这是一个贪念的试探。
You know that this is a temptation of greed.
要不然又一次的得胜。
Abraham has won another victory.
所以我们啊在征战上不只是啊肉体上的得胜，还要灵性上的得胜。
So in the battle of this world, we not only have to win in the battle of the physical world and the spiritual battles as well.
这才是真正的得胜。
And this is a true victory.
今天我们在世上好像也是一场的征战。
Today we live in the world is like living in a battlefield.
确实我们的生活上充满着各种的挑战压力。
In our lives, daily lives, there are a lot of pressure surrounding us.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
赏赐在乎神。
The Lord gives.
而不是单单靠你的努力，你的这个智慧，你就能够得到什么。
It is not because you have wisdom that you can receive anything.
我们看箴言。
Let us look at Proverbs.
箴言第十九章
Proverbs chapter 19
21节
Verse 21
人心多有计谋唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定再看十六章
And let us turn to chapter
16. 16章第七节
Chapter 16, verse 7.
人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。再看第三节
Let us look at verse 3 of the same chapter.
你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。所以圣经一再的告诉我们，不是单单靠我们的心里的筹算计谋，我们就能够得到什么。
So the Bible keep on reminding us that our plans, our hard work will not earn us anything.
啊，耶和华的筹算才能够立定。
It is God's plan that will give us.
所以我们所做一切的。不要单凭自己。
So let us not rely solely on ourselves.
我们要懂得把我们的一切事交托在耶和华。
We have to learn to rely everything into the hands of God.
我们懂得信靠交托。
If you understand, if you know to rely God,
那我们所谋的就必成立。
And whatever you plan will be successful.
我记得曾经跟我们做一个见证。
I remember I have testified this in front of you.
我在台湾注目台中教会的时候
，When I was in Taiwan in a Taichung Church,
有一个果农
，There is a fruit, gardener.
他研发出新品种的枇杷
，He has invented a new way, a new kind of 枇杷。
他研发成功了
，And he was really successful.
哇！他就大量的租了太多的山坡地
So he rent a lot of lands in Taiwan
结果开花结果了
And the new kind of this fruit was, He grew the tree of this new kind of fruit
眼看满山的枇杷树
And when he sees the whole mountain was filled with this tree
哇都是像黄金一样的
，It looks just like gold to him.
又大
，It's really huge.
量又多
，It's a many.
又甜
，And it's really sweet.
哇，那个时候价钱非常的高。
At that time, he can sell these fruits for a very high price.
就有水果商要来跟他签约。
So some businessman came and want to write a contract with him.
看那水果之后
，After they see the fruits,
就约定。下个礼拜一要来签约。
Next Monday they'll come and sign a contract with him.
把所有水果就包给这个水果商。
So he planned to sell all the fruit to this this businessman.
哎，他一计算
，so when he calculated，
扣除所有的成本
，minus all the expenses，
他还可以存很多很多的钱。
He can receive a lot of net income。
他就打算在市区买一栋豪宅
，so he plans
高级别墅
，so he plans to buy a nice house in the city area。
买一部进口的大房车
，He planned to buy a luxurious house, a luxurious car that's imported.
然后要带着太太世界旅游
，And he wants to bring his wife to travel around the world.
哎，单单呐、啊，利息他就用不完了
，And he can just live on the interest that he make from all his money.
何况之后每年继续有收成
，And every year after this, he will still.Have this, he can reap the fruit.
哇，晚上睡觉都做梦，梦到醒过来。
He was dreaming at night. He was too happy, and he woke up.
哇，我这辈子啊，可以享用无穷了。
I'll never be in lack anymore in my life.
但是我们常说，人算不如天算。
But we often say, man's plan is not always according to God's plan.
哎，就在要签约的前一天。
The day before he signs the contract.
哎，晚上的时候
，at night，
忽然台风警报
，there's a typhoon that came.
啊，天一亮起来
，when he wakes up in the morning，
所有的枇杷树都被台风打倒
，all the trees were knocked down by the wind.
当然，水果商不会来签约了
，of course that businessman will not come and buy the fruit from him.
哎，他所有的都成为泡影。
All that he had has become bubble and burst.
所以一时想不开，就喝农药自杀了。
So he drank some venom and killed himself.
真的，赏赐在神。
Really, it's up to God to give.
不要以为因为我脑筋比别人好。
Do not think that I'm smarter than other people.
因为我很会规划。
I know how to plan.
我很有前景。
I know my future.
那你就能够做什么
？And you can achieve something.
要紧呢，我们所做的要蒙神喜悦。
What is more important is that what you do is pleasing to God.
我们才能够从神得福。
And we can receive blessings from the Lord.
如果神不喜悦
，If God is not pleased with your With your doing,
你所得的还是归于别人。
Whatever that you have gained will be given to somebody else.
我们看《传道书》第五章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
传道书第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10.
贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。十一节
，verse 11，
货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过是眼睛看看而已。十二节
，verse 12，
劳碌的人不管吃多吃少，睡得香甜。富足人的丰满却不容他睡觉。十三节
，verse 13，
我见日光之下有一种大祸患，就是财主积存资财，反害自己。十四节
，verse 14，
因遭祸患，这些资财就消灭。那人若生了儿子，所里也一无所有。十五节
，verse 15，
他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去。十六节
，16，
他来的情形怎么样，去的情形也怎么样，这也是一桩。大祸患，他为风劳碌有什么益处呢？十七节
，verse 17，
并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝， 都有烦恼，又有病患怄气，啊，所以我们应该要懂得感恩，懂得知足。
So we should learn to have a thanksgiving heart and learn to be content.
啊，这是亚伯兰再次的得胜。
This is Abraham win another victory.
啊，也给我们啊一个很大的提醒教训。
And this gives us a very big reminder.
啊。在这边特别来提到这个撒冷王麦基洗德。
Here it mentioned the king of Salem.
撒冷王就是平安王。
The king of Salem is the king of peace.
撒冷就是耶路撒冷的古时候的名字。
And Salem is the old name for Jerusalem.
啊，麦基洗德就是仁义王。
And Melchizedek is the king of gentleness.
啊，预表耶稣基督。
Prefigures Jesus Christ.
啊，他带给亚伯兰的是饼和酒。
What he brought Abraham is bread and wine.
还有祝福。
And blessings.
啊，当然，饼预表真理。
And this bread represents truth.
酒预表圣灵。
And this wine represents Holy Spirit.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's look at the book of Jeremiah.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
耶利米书十六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16.
耶和华说：“我要招许多打鱼的，把一切的人打上来，然后我要招许多打猎的，从过山上、过冈上、过石穴中。”来掠取他们，这个十五章，对不起，我的十五章十六节。
Sorry, let's look at chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃的。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人，啊，所以这个饼就是食物，就是神的话语。
So this bread is a kind of food and it's the word of God.
哎，那酒就是指着这个圣灵。
And this wine represents Holy Spirit.
啊，看以弗所书五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5,
第十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书五章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。啊，酒会使人放荡。
The wine will lead to debauchery.
但是乃是要被圣灵充满。
Instead, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
哎，酒给人带来了力量。
The wine will bring a man strength.
那是属血气的。
And that is of the flesh.
哎，圣灵带给我们的是属灵的力量。
But the Spirit brings us the strength of the Spirit.
啊，所以饼和酒就预表真理和圣灵。
So bread and wine represents Truth and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要紧的要领受真理和圣灵。
So it is important for us to receive both these things.
啊，我们心中要能够丰丰富富的将神的话存在心里。
We have to store the abundant words of God in our hearts.
并且我们要昼夜的反复来思想。
When we have to meditate upon God's word day and night,
它将带给我们无限的福乐。
It will bring us infinite amount of joy.
啊，因为从神的话语里面，我们才能够明白神的旨意。
Because only from the words of God, we can understand His will.
我们才能够做神所喜悦的事。
Only by understanding His will, we can do what is pleasing to God.
啊，神的话才让我们能够分辨是非。
Only God's words allow us to discern right from evil.
啊，在这个时代里面呢，往往是是非颠倒
了。In this evil generation, a lot of times right can be wrong and wrong can be right.
哎，因为这是世界的潮流。
Because this is a trend of the world.
是撒旦在掌权作王。
The king of the world is Satan who controls the flow.
是真理反而在少数人这边。
And only a few who holds the truth.
啊，我们要紧呢，以神的话语做我们判断的标准。
It is important for us to use the words of God as our own standards.
我们才不会失去立场。
So we will not lose our ground.
失去信仰的原则。
Will not lose our faith.
我们才不会被世俗的潮流把我们的信仰冲走了。
Our faith will not be washed away by the trend of the world.
那更要紧的，我们不要忽略了祷告的生活。
And let us not forget, let us not neglect our life of prayer.
所以主也吩咐门徒要在耶路撒冷等候，领受那上头来的能力。
So the Lord reminds His disciples to wait in Jerusalem, to wait for the power that comes from heaven.
他怎么等候上头来的能力？
How do they wait for the power that comes from heaven?
他们就是同心合意、恒切的祷告。
They pray in one accord.
啊，神应许的圣灵充满他们。
The promised Holy Spirit filled them.
他们确实就满得了上头来的能力。
And they are filled with the power from above.
他们从软弱中刚强起来。
They transform from weakness into strength.
哎，彰显了神无穷的能力出来。
They were able to glorify God and express His powers.
而更要紧的，带来神的祝福。
And what more important is to bring by God's blessings.
啊。所以从亚伯兰啊得胜回来，面对这个索多玛王以及撒冷王。
So when Abraham came back and faced the king of Sodom and king of Salem,
就让我们再看到亚伯兰再次的得胜了。
We can see another victory of Abraham.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.